कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतैर्वास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणं। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माय मिलियंस ऑफ दंडवत प्रणाम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय परमाराध्यतम गुरुदेव नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओं विष्णु पार श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड सेम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय शिक्षा गुरु नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओं विष्णु पार श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज। Yesterday, we discussed that if anyone wants to be happy forever, no suffering at all, then they should have devotion of Supreme Lord Krishna. They should hear His glories. They should speak His glories, qualities, and very sweet pastimes of Supreme Lord. And this is Bhakti Yoga. Yoga means now in world what is going on, that is not yoga. This is like exercise for body. Yoga means there should be two things, and if they are added, then it is yoga. 1 + 1 is equal to 2. 4 + 5 is equal to 9. So what is yoga? Eternal transcendental yoga. Jeeva is transcendental. Soul is transcendental. And Supreme Lord Krishna is transcendental. How we can be related with Him? How we can please Him by our services? Oh, this is Bhakti
Yoga. 这就是呢，Bhakti Yoga，风爱瑜伽。那么现在所进行的一切的话呢，都与这些东西无关的，因为瑜伽呢，应该是两样东西的，就是一加一等于二，或者说四加五等于九，类似这样的加法。那么呢，Krishna是超然的，而我们个体灵魂也是超然的。那么这一种呢，两者两个超然的东西的连接呢，被就称为呢，就风爱瑜伽。
They are very fortunate, those who have taste in hearing Hari Katha. For Bhakti Yoga, they should serve high class of devotees, those who have realized Supreme Lord. those who are always chanting Krishna name with tear in his eyes. And they should be in Tirtha. Tirtha means in Vrindavan, Sri Navadvip Dham or Nilachal Dham, where always so many sadhus are there practicing bhakti yoga. By this, their soul will be happy. Then nasta prayesu abhadresu. These shlokas.
那么在这个世界上我们是很幸运的得以聆听和讲述呢Krishna他讲了关于Krishna的命题。那么在这个我们应该去服务呢对Krishna有品位的这些高阶的奉献者，并且呢去聆听和唱诵圣名，因为他们呢对他们总是唱诵圣名和对Krishna有内在的觉悟。那么在Vrindavan和在呢Navadvip的话呢有很多这类型的圣人，那么只有服务他们的话呢我们才得以呢有真正的快乐。
It cannot go there.
The other microphone is broken.
Om Jnana Tiranandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. So, Srila Gurudev has been explaining to us this subject matter of pure bhakti yoga, how our soul can unite with the Supreme Soul, Sri Krishna.
You can take.
Why don't you from there?
Yesterday was okay.
One mic broken. Should be fixed.
So the process of yoga, Srila Gurudev explained that in this world, people that are practicing so-called yoga is mainly just physical exercises.
那么呢，实际上现今世界呢，他们所修习的瑜伽的话呢，都是呢身体的活动。那么这是呢，Shri Guru指出来的。It
is not actually yoga, because the very word yoga means to unite together.
因为这实际上不是真正的瑜伽，因为瑜伽 yoga 这个词的话呢，是连接的意思。
Like Srila Gurudev said, 1 plus 1 equals 2.
就像呢，Srila Gurudev刚才提到了，一加一才能等于二。
So what yoga actually refers to is the linking together, the uniting together of our soul, which Srila Gurudev is saying is transcendental, and linking together with the Supreme Soul, Sri Krishna, who is the Supreme Transcendental.
那么呢，实际上，Srila Gurudev也提到了，刚才讲的就是说呢，瑜伽真正的瑜伽的话呢，就是我们的灵魂，那么还有呢，超灵，两者呢都是超然的，那么他们的这个连接呢，被称为呢，yoga.
So the process of bhakti yoga is the process by which our soul will be united eternally with the Supreme Soul in transcendental bhakti, which means pure love and devotion.
所以的话呢，瑜伽的意思的话呢，就是我们的个体灵魂与呢超灵永远的连接在一起。那么这被称为呢bhakti yoga，纯粹的奉爱。
Now in our present condition, we have so many impediments, so many obstacles, which are preventing our soul from connecting with the Supreme Being.
那么在我们现在这种状态的话呢，我们有很多的障碍哦，来阻挡我们个体灵魂与呢这个自尊灵魂的哈、哦、这个呢连接。
Just like for example, if you have a magnet, and the magnet is automatically going to be attracted to a piece of metal, but if you put something to obstruct the magnetic force in between, like a brick, oh, then it will not become attracted.
那么就像磁石和那个铁哈，那么铁自然的受到磁石的吸引，但是如果你在中间呢有隔了一些东西的话，那么这种呢吸引力呢就被阻隔了。
So in the same way, there are so many things that are called anarthas. These are unwanted things within our called anarthas. These are unwanted things within our heart, preventing us from being able to be spontaneously attracted to the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna.
那么也就是类似的哈，我们内心中呢都有那种 anarthas 啊，那些心就是要不得的一些东西哈，阻隔我们呢，就是说呢与呢这个至尊主的哈这个呢连接。
But Srimad Bhagavatam, which Srila Gurudev is explaining to us, has given a process of hearing constantly the glories of Shri Krishna from the lips of pure realized souls, and by this process, all these obstacles that are within our heart can become removed.
那么刚才 Srila Gurudev 也提到了哈，集由圣典博迦瓦坛这种经典哈，从一个我们从一个纯粹奉献者那去聆听这些命题，那么。扫除我们心中哦这些障碍，我们才能够做到这一点。
So in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, this process is explained in the verses which Srila Gurudev is now quoting.
那么呢，在圣典博迦瓦堂里面呢，提到了这个程序，那么也就是 Srila Gurudev 刚才引述的哈释解。
Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki.So here, it is telling that nashta prayeshu abhadreshu, the process by which all of these unwanted things, material desires and so forth, can be removed is by doing Bhagavat seva, service to Bhagavat.
那么这里面提到的哈，铲除心中要不得的这些欲望哈，或者是物质欲望要不得的东西的话呢，只有呢，只有呢 Bhagavat seva 哈，就对至尊主的这个服务。
There are two types of Bhagavat.
有两种类型的 Bhagavat.
One Bhagavat is what we are hearing, this glorious scripture called Srimad Bhagavatam.
那么其中一个呢，就是我们所听的哈，这本呢至尊的经典哈 ，Srimad Bhagavatam.
The second type of Bhagavat is called the person Bhagavat or Bhakta Bhagavat.
那么第二种类型呢，被称为呢哈奉献者博迦瓦堂哈，也或者说呢 Bhakta Bhagavat.
That is the pure devotee of Krishna who is completely surrendered to Krishna and has developed pure love and devotion to him.
那么这呢就是纯粹的奉献者已经完全皈依至尊主并且呢对他有纯粹的这种 奉爱的情感。
We are very fortunate to be in the presence of such a pure Bhagavat, Bhakta Bhagavat, our beloved Srila Gurudev.
那么我们非常有幸的在这一位奉献者博迦瓦堂的这个联谊之中就是我们的 Srila Gurudev。
So Srimad Bhagavatam is telling, by hearing from the lips of the pure devotee, by serving the pure devotee, then the things that have accumulated within our heart over many, many lifetimes, they gradually become removed.
所以呢，圣典博迦瓦堂呢提到了，即由呢从纯粹奉献者那里去聆听并且服务他们，那么心中哦这些累生累世的所积累的这些呢要不得的东西哦就会被铲除。
And then the result comes.Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Now, what is called fixed bhakti, bhakti that cannot be wavering at any time, it becomes completely fixed in one's heart.
那么这时候的话呢，被称为呢稳固的一种呢哈，奉爱的一种的状态。那么这时候的话呢哈，你的状态是不会呢哈摇摆的了。
So Srimad Bhagavatam explains, Shrinvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana.By hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, then that Krishna Katha is Krishna himself, and he comes within our own hearts, and he cleanses the heart of the devotee.
那么呢， 这里面提到哈，只有聆听呢 Krishna Katha 哈，那么这一种类型的命题，关于 Krishna 的命题进入我们心中，然后呢清洁我们内心。
Then tadara jastamo bhava kamalo padayaschaye cheta etayranavidham stitam sattve prasidati. In this material world, all conditioned souls, they are covered. Their consciousness is covered over by different degrees of covering of the modes of material nature, passion and ignorance.
那么在这个物质世界的话呢，各种受条件限制的灵魂的话呢，都被不同程度的覆盖。那么这种覆盖包括愚昧形态以及呢激情形态。
When one is covered by the modes of passion and ignorance, then so much material lust, anger, greed, illusion, envy, it stays within one's heart, and one cannot realize transcendental truth.
那么当一个人被愚昧和激情所覆盖的时候，那么内心中的色欲、贪婪、愤怒、嫉妒等等的东西的话呢，就会呢阻碍我们。
But by this process of hearing Krishna Katha, then the lower modes of passion and ignorance, the effect, no longer comes into one's consciousness, and one gradually rises to the mode of goodness, and in that mode of goodness, now he becomes situated in sattva gun, and he becomes very happy.
那么呢，只有呢聆听 Hari Katha 关于主 Krishna 的命题，那么这种呢低等的这种形态的话呢，不会再进入我们知觉，那我们提升到 sattva gun 哈善良形态，这时候我们就会变得快乐。
Just like Srila Gurudev said in the very beginning of his lecture tonight, that the whole process to become happy is only by hearing Krishna Katha.
那么刚才一开篇的时候呢，Srila Gurudev 已经提到了，那么要想快乐，永远的快乐，永不受苦，那么必须呢去聆听 Hari Katha.
So when this hearing of Hari Katha progresses more and more, then vidyate hridaya grantis.Chidyante sarva shamshaya, chiyante chasya karmani, drishta eva atmanishvare. Then there is a knot within one's heart, which is binding one to this material world, binding us to identify ourselves with these material bodies.
那么在我们心中，我们是有一个缠结哈，有一个硬结的，捆绑我们呢哈，与这个世界呢捆绑我们，让我们哈留在这儿。
And that knot.Keeps us in this material world lifetime after lifetime, thinking I am this body and everything connected with this body belongs to me.
那么这个结让我们累生累世哈都留在这个世界上，然后让我们想着我就是这个身体。
This false illusion of material identity within this world, it is a diseased condition of our soul.
所以这个哈就是说，以为我们是这个世界哈，属于这个世界，那么这是一种呢哈疾病的状态。
So now when this powerful transcendental knowledge enters within the heart, then the knot of material existence becomes pierced and we become freed from these material conceptions.
所以的话，当这种知识的这种有威力的知识进入我们心中时候，那么这个缠结被呢打开了，那么我们就不再的就是说能够脱离出这个物质世界。
Chidyante sarva samshaya.All doubts, they become cleared within the heart, and one comes into transcendental existence.
那么呢，心中疑惑尽除，然后我们进入了这种超然的这个存在。
And the chain of material existence of repeated birth and death, which is caused by our karma lifetime after lifetime, now it becomes terminated.
那么这个生死之恋哈，让我们的累世哈，就是生死循环的，现在呢哈，开始终结了。
And drishta eva atmanishvare. Now, the pure soul, he can have transcendental realization that the Supreme Lord is the controller of everything.
那么这个纯洁的灵魂就有了这种觉悟哈，至尊主才是呢这个控制者。
He realizes that all living beings are controlled and maintained by that one supreme being.
那么也知道众生所有生物体的话呢，都是这位至尊主所掌控的。
And then he renders transcendental loving service eternally to the lotus feet of Krishna.
那么这时候的话呢，他会呢对呢Krishna 的莲花主做出呢永恒的服务。
So all of this takes place by the process of hearing Hari Katha as Srimad Bhagavatam is giving to us.
那么呢，这呢哈都是藉由呢哈聆听呢 Hari Katha， 也就是你佛教法堂给出来的程序。
And Srila Gurudev said, those who have taste for hearing this Hari Katha they are the most fortunate persons in this world.
所以呢，师姑也提到了哈，那个对聆听 Hari Katha 聆听主 Hari 的命题的人呢，有兴趣者是呢，这个世界上最幸运的。
So we are praying that we will have this opportunity, to constantly be attracted to hearing Hari Katha from the lotus mouth of our beloved Gurudev.
所以呢，我们也祈求哈，能够有这种呢哈人幸运呢，能够呢经常有机会呢，从呢 Shri Gurudev 口中呢去聆听这种哈命题。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Without the association of a high-class Vaishnava, we cannot have pure bhakti or pure bhakti yoga. But it is not so easy to have an association of high-class Vaishnava, pure Vaishnava. In this world, it is very rare. Only it can be had if you have previous births some good activities like Sukriti. By chance, if he will give some water, some food, and serve any pure Vaishnava, whether you don't know or know, a Sukriti will come. So, this Sukriti, life after life, together, becomes so powerful that Krishna arranges association of high-class Vaishnava. And then, from his lips, we can hear Hari Katha, and then pure bhakti will come. Without, it has been told, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. What is bhakti bij? Bhakti Lata Bij, seed of bhakti. The desire to serve Krishna, this is main thing.This is the seed of bhakti. By the lips of Harikatha, by the lips of high class of pure Vaishnava, this desire comes to serve Krishna. And then Saranagati comes. That Krishna will save us.We should do what is favorable for bhakti. We should not follow and do anything which is unfavorable for bhakti. Do Atmanivedan, surrender totally to Krishna and to Gurudev. So this comes and from this gradually bhakti develops. Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav and then Prema.So the process to have bhakti, the association of Guru or Krishna mercy, without Krishna mercy and Guru mercy, we cannot have association of high class Vaishnava. But you should know, Krishna mercy is dependent to bhakta mercy, Guru mercy.When Guru will pray, then Krishna mercy will come, and thus we can enter in bhakti realm.
若没有呢高阶的奉献者的联谊，我们是不可能拥有呢纯粹的 bhakti， 就纯粹的bhakti yoga， 因为呢这东西呢是非常不容易的，也是非常罕有的。如果你们在过往的身世，有虔诚的活动的累积哈，或者是呢叫 Sukriti 的累积，也就是说呢偶尔间呢你可能给一个纯粹奉献者呢端过水啊侍奉过一个奉献者， 不管是呢知情的情况下还是不知情的情况下，那么你就累积了这种 sukriti， 那么生生世世的这种 sukriti 的累积最后变得呢非常强大有力。那么在这种状态下的话呢， Krishna 会安排一位高阶奉献者来到你的生命之中，那么从他们的口中我们得以呢聆听经典，也就是 Harikata， 那么这时候呢纯粹的奉爱呢才会呢来的。那么这里提到了哈 Bhakti Beach， 也就是呢奉爱的种子。那么奉爱的种子主要是指的服务 Krishna 的欲望会呢就升腾起来，那么即由呢从高阶的奉献者呢去聆听 Harikata， 那么我们会有一种呢 Saranagati 的情感，也就是皈依的情感。我们会觉得哦 Krishna 会救我的，我会做呢对我的奉爱有利的东西，我再会避开呢那些呢不利于我奉爱的东西。因为对 Krishna 和 Guru 这种皈依的情感，那么呢就是说我们就能得到呢逐渐的话得到发展了其他的阶段，从 Shraddha 开始到 Bhajan Kriya， 然后呢就是执行奉献服务还有到Anatanivriti， 就是铲除各种的恶习啊，到 Nishtha Rati， 到 Bhav 等等这些情感。那么对 Krishna 如果呢没有呢 Guru 和 Krishna 的仁慈的话呢，我们就不可能获得高阶的联谊的。因为 Krishna 的仁慈是因为呢 Guru 的祈祷，当 Guru 祈祷的时候你就能得到 Krishna 的恩典。
But in this world there are very rare Guru. How we can we recognize that he is pure Guru or qualified Guru? Very hard. But our Vedas, Purans and especially Srimad Bhagavat had told the symptoms of a pure Guru. What is the symptom of a pure Guru? Shriman Bhakti Vedanta. Madhav Maharaj.
Sokale bolechi. Sokale Guru Tathana class diyechi somondi.
Tumi bolecho.
Vaishnava Maharaj.
Vaishnava Maharaj.
那么刚才呢Shri Guru也提到哈，在这个世界上呢我们是很难得到纯粹的 Guru， 也就是纯粹的奉献者哈，作为一个 Guru 的。那么在韦达经、在 Purana 经哈，在Srimad Bhagavatam 圣典佛教
当中
提到了这些呢纯粹的 Guru 的
Guru
什么的。
Om Agnatimirandasya Gnanjana Shalakaya Chakshunyutam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Vanchakalpatrubhyascha Kripasindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavnebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namah. First of all, before speaking, I wish to offer my most humble Dandava Pranams at the lotus feet of my beloved spiritual master.
Can you speak Chinese?
No, unfortunately not. Just a few words. Shukadeva has ordered that we tell the symptoms of the pure guru, how we can recognize, how Shastra has told what those symptoms are.
那么首先我向我心爱的灵性导师莲花族呢致以的顶拜。那么 Shri Gurudev 呢叫我呢讲述呢纯粹的 Guru 他的征兆在经典里面提到的。
The scriptures tell us there are three main symptoms by which we can tell the pure devotee, the bona fide guru.
那么经典里面提到的哈，一个呢纯正无为的灵性导师呢，咕噜的话呢，他具有呢三个的征兆。
He has no material attachments or desires.
第一呢是他没有任何的哈物质的依附和欲望。
No interest whatsoever in anything of this material world.
那么对于这个世界这个城市间的东西的话呢没有兴趣。
Nothing can attract him in this world.
这个世界的没有任何东西可以吸引得了他。
Not even in his mind does anything ever attract him.
那么甚至他心意里面都没有这种东西的这个吸引力的存在的这东西。
And he is completely, absolutely familiar with Shastra, with the revealed scriptures.
那么第二呢是呢对呢启示经典的话呢完全的通晓。
And he can explain them in such a completely thorough way that anyone who has any question, who had any doubt, he can remove it completely. They will understand.
他以完全透彻的方式阐述经典，任何人有疑问的话呢都可以呢消除。
These two symptoms of the three are considered to be external things that are very somewhat, although very rare, easier to see in him.
那么的话呢，这刚才提到这两个征兆的话呢，属于外在的征兆。那么尽管的话，就是也是很罕有的拥有这两项征兆，但是呢，这是可以辨识、可以看出来的。
We can see relatively easily if someone has material desires or attachments.
我们可以呢，就是说比较容易的看出一个人是否呢有一些物质的欲望或者是依附。
If someone does or does not know Shastra, it becomes evident quite quickly. They cannot satisfy, they cannot answer our questions.
也还有呢，就是一个人如果呢不精通经典的话呢，他不能够呢令我满意，就是不能够呢让我们铲除疑惑的。
But the third symptom of bona fide guru is very difficult to perceive.
但是呢，第三个一个真正的灵性导师，第三个征兆呢是非常难以的察觉的。
That is that he has fully realized his relationship, his service with the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna.
那就是呢，他以主 Krishna 哈 ，Sri Krishna 的话呢，完全觉悟到跟他的关系以及对他的服务。
He is fully aware of his eternal identity in relationship and service to the Supreme Lord Sri Sri Radha Govinda.
那么他也呢，完全呢，自觉的话呢，自己呢，对 Sri Sri Radha Govinda 这个服务。
And with that loving mood of service to the divine couple that is always flowing in his heart by the association of such a guru.It may be reflected into our heart.
那么，藉由这样的一个guru的这个联谊的话呢，那么他内心的情感会投射到他的弟子或门徒心中。
But who can perceive this?
那么谁能够呢察觉到这种情感的流露呢？这是非常困难的。
Neophyte devotee, like myself, we cannot perceive.
那么对于一个初阶奉献者
How to tell?
像我这样子的那么我怎能够知道呢
？More advanced persons.That are being removed from the influence of the three modes of material nature, then they will be able to. If they come into that, into their service, into their association, hearing Harikatha from them.
如果呢，修为高一点的人的话呢，如果他能够在这种纯粹奉献者的听从他那处听经，或者是呢服务他的话呢，他能够感受到他内心这种情感。
These three are the symptoms of the bona fide guru.
所以呢，刚才讲到三点的话呢，是一个真实无为的灵性导师他的征兆。
And scripture says that we should test to see whether we see these symptoms.
那么经典也提到了一个弟子的话呢，要去去呢考验这一位就是导师看看有没有这三种。
So to the best of our ability, we will look.
那么也是尽我们的能力我们去呢查知这一点。
Still.Only by that bona fide guru's causeless mercy can anything be revealed to us. We can even recognize any of these three characteristics in him at all.
那么其实也是藉由这样的位灵性导师的他的恩典的话呢，这些东西才能够向我们内心揭示的。因为实际上我们可能没有能力甚至认出这三样品质里面其中一点。
I'd just like to add one thing that Srila Gurudeva is told.You can find it in one very excellent book of his. We hope to have translated to Chinese soon, called Pinnacle of Devotion.
那么我想添加一件就是说呢，虽然 Gurudev 呢在奉爱之巅这本书呢我希望很快能够翻译成中文这里面提到一些东西。
That when the devotee is praying from his heart, that Krishna will send him help.
当一个奉献者在他内心祈祷的时候呢 ，Krishna 会呢帮忙的。
He wants to serve Krishna, but he realizes he cannot. He needs help.
那么他想服务 Krishna, 但是觉得自己做不到，所以他想得到帮助。
Praying like that from the heart with tears, then Krishna sends bona fide spiritual master.
当他内心流泪去祈祷的时候，那么 Krishna 就把真正的灵性导师派过来了。
We are very fortunate to have come into such association.
所以呢，我们很幸运来到这种联谊之中。
We want to cover through this job with some music.
Now, we see that Guru is essential. Without Guru, bhakti cannot be. Even we see Krishna being supreme personality of Godhead, he has also Guru. Sri Ramchandra, he has also Guru Vasishtha. Even Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has Guru Ishwarpuri. Why? They are Jagat Guru. But even to teach other general person, that without the help of Guru, without the service of Guru, you cannot have bhakti. And without bhakti, you cannot be happy. So, we see in Srimad Bhagavatam that Vyasadeva is Narayan, Shaktavesh of Narayan. He divided Vedas in four parts. And he took the abstract of all the Vedas and made Brahma Sutra, one book. It was very difficult to understand. So he made Puran for understanding the sutras. He made Mahabharata for all. But even it was very hard to know Brahma Sutra. Then in finally, he was repenting that I have done so much, but I am not happy. My soul is not happy. What should I do? Why not happy? I don't know. In the meantime, Narad, Devarshi Narad came there. And what became? You should speak.
那么接受Guru对我们的修行来说呢是最主要的，没有Guru的帮助的话呢是不可能有Bhakti的。 像至尊主Bhagavan Krishna, 主Rama, 那么他们都有Guru, 那么Rama的Guru的话呢是 Vasishtha Muni, Mahaprabhu的话呢也接受呢 Isvapuripada作为Guru。 那么尽管他们都是宇宙Guru,Jagat Guru, 但是为了教导众生,他们都接受了灵性导师, 没有对Guru的服务,或者说没有Guru的帮助的话呢, 是不可能得到Krishna Bhakti的。 而没有Bhakti的话呢, 我们也得不到任何的帮助。 那么圣典佛教瓦坛的编撰者 Vyasadeva, 那么他是主Narayan的这个门徒。 那么他将伟达经分为四部分, 并且将精华部分呢, 提炼为呢, Brahma Sutra, 但是 Brahma Sutra 非常难以明白, 所以他呢, 将此的话呢, 又编撰了, Purana 经, 也编撰了呢, Mahabharata, 但是因为呢, Brahma Sutra 极为难以明白, 所以呢, 他尽管呢, 编撰了这些书的话呢, 心中还是不高兴, 在这个时候的话呢, 他的灵性导师, Narada 呢, 就到了那里。
Om Jnanatimanandasya Jnananjana Sulakaya Chaksurun Militon Nina Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Mukham Gadadivachalam Pungum Langa Etegirim Yadkripata Mahambande Sri Gurum Dinatari.
I offer my most humble obeisances to the lotus feet of my Diksha Guru's Divine Grace Om Vishnupad Shishimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj and to the lotus feet of my Shiksha Gurus and Guardians, Nityalila Pravishnam Vishnupad Shishiman Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj, Nityalila Pravishnam Vishnupad Shishiman A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, and to the Sridandi Sanyasigan, my Gurujan, disciples of Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, My god brothers and god sisters and all the guests here, my humble Dandavat pranams to all of you.
首先我向的话，我心爱的灵性导师，徐乐 Guru 呢，莲花主呢，好圣主顶拜。我也向我的训示灵性导师徐乐 Govinda Maharaj 的莲花主顶拜。向在座的哈各位的徐乐 Guru 的门徒哈，以及 Vaishnava Vaishnava 的顶拜。
Krishna appears as Guru also in the heart of all living entities as Chaitya Guru, residing in the heart.
Krishna 的话呢，也显现在众生心中，以 Chaitya Guru 哈，内在 Guru 的话呢，形象展示。
So it is this Guru that leads us to the bona fide spiritual master. And at this time, Srila Gurudev is explaining the Leela of how Mahamuni Veda Vyasadev, who Sutta Goswami and Srimad Bhagavatam has said that he is an incarnation Chaktivesh avatar of the Supreme Lord himself. He had taken the Vedas, divided into four. Gurudev explained all this. But still, there was some despondency. He was still somewhat unhappy.
那么呢，刚才呢，须拉古列讲到了哈 ，Vyasadeva 是呢主的一个能量灌注化身。那么他呢将伟大经分为四部分，但是依然不高兴，所以呢在这个时候哈讲到了这一点。
Because Veda Vyasadeva is an empowered incarnation of the Lord Himself, certainly.He knows all things. He is a self-realized soul.
那么 Veda Vyasa 的话呢，也是主的非常有能力的能量的一个化身之一了。所以的话呢，他也知道一切。
So when he was meditating on what was the cause, even though he had thought so very mercifully about the condition of all the living entities in this world, how to deliver them through explaining the Vedas, dividing the Vedas,writing Vedanta Sutra, Mahabharata, and all these literatures only to save the conditioned souls in this world. How merciful he is.
那么你想象好他呢为了呢就是救赎众生的话呢编撰伟达经编撰 Purana 经以及呢其他的 Brahma Sutra 等等经典。那么他也是呢对众生呢怀有这种呢悲悯之意。
But the age of Kali is approaching, and people in this age are very short-lived, they have very small intelligence. It's difficult for them to understand what Veda Vyasa had written in the Vedas. And also in the Vedas, there's so much description in the Karmakanda and Jnanakanda sections about materialistic activity, how to gradually develop, and also about moksha, about liberation.
但是的话呢，卡利年代的众生的话呢，短寿哈，没有智慧，所以的话呢，尽管伟达经里面哈，就是说他们难以明白 Vyasadeva 在伟达经里面传达的意思。尤其是呢哈 ，Karmakanda 和呢 Jnanakanda 就是知识之部和业报之部里面一些知识。
So when a sincere disciple this prays within the core of his heart and cries for guidance from Krishna, then Krishna most mercifully appears outside and before him as the liberated devotee, the spiritual master.
所以的话呢，当一个门徒在内心中呢向主 Krishna 祈祷的时候，那么 Krishna 呢以展示哦。一个觉悟的灵性导师外在的展示在他面前。
So while Veda Vyasa was contemplating all these things on the bank of the holy river while meditating, he got some realization that he had not fully described the wonderful, beautiful pastimes of Sri Krishna in his previous literatures.
所以的话呢 ，Vyasadeva 的话呢，在圣河边上的话做冥想，那么他也知道自己没有呢描述呢至尊主的这个逍遥时光，甜美逍遥时光。
At that time, his spiritual master appeared before him, Sri Narad Muni.
那么当时的话呢，他的灵性导师 Narad Muni 呢显现在他面前。
Narad Muni is directly the son of Lord Brahma, the creator of the universe.
Narad Muni 呢是主 Brahma 的这个儿子他是呢这个宇宙的创造者。
And one of the first and most prominent disciples of Lord Brahma.
也是呢主 Brahma 的最主要的门徒之一。
And Brahma himself accepted Sri Krishna as his guru.
那么呢主 Brahma 的话呢也接受了 Krishna 作为他的 guru.
So Narada Muni is also described by Sutta Goswami in Srimad Bhagavatam as Shaktivesh avatar. He is very much empowered and liberated devotee.
那么在呢博伽瓦堂里面也将 Narada Muni 的话呢作为能量灌注化身之一，也就是说他是非常有威力的这么一个人物。
So Narada Muni, he has a discussion with his disciple, Srila Veda Vyas, and asks him the cause of his despondency and gives him so many instructions that you have not, even though you have written so many literatures and you have tried to help the conditioned souls in this world, there is one thing that you have not written.
那么当时的话，经典又描述到了 Narada 与他的门徒 Vyas 之间的哈的对话。那么也讲到了哈 Vyas Dev 失望和呢哈这个不高兴的原因之一，是因为他呢写了那么多哈经典的话呢，却没有提到呢 Krishna 的逍遥时光。
You have explained about Dharma, Artha, Kama, and Moksha, about religiosity, about sense gratification, about economic development, and about liberation.
他说你描述了哈，就是说呢，感官满足、经济发展。宗教以及呢解脱这四样的。
But you have not completely described about the wonderful pastimes of the Supreme Lord, especially Lord Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, and about his wonderful, beautiful transcendental form, his Rupa Madhuri, his Lila Madhuri, his Venu Madhuri, and his Prema Madhuri.
那么你没有呢描述到的话呢，至尊主的逍遥时光，尤其是呢哈 ，Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的逍遥时光，没有描述到呢哈，他品质的甜美，他笛子的甜美，他的奉献者的甜美，以及他逍遥时光的甜美。
So because you are very self-realized and you know all things and you know all the Vedas, Narada Muni did not need to explain all these things. He simply told him, "You sit in trance and meditation on the bank of this river."And Krishna from within the heart and myself will instruct you how to write and how to describe all these beautiful pastimes.
Narada Muni 呢，当时呢并没有直接说，只是说呢，你可以坐在圣河岸边的话进行冥想。那么呢 ，Krishna 本人会向你呢揭示怎么样去写。
Then to further inspire him, he also started to relate the story of his own life.
那么为了进一步呢鼓舞自己的弟子的门徒的话呢，他讲述了自己的前世。
Sometimes the liberated devotee will act in this world as an ordinary conditioned soul, apparently needing to become liberated and taking a spiritual master and going through the process which we all go through from Shraddha up to Prem. But actually the liberated soul is always liberated. And Narada Muni is an eternally liberated soul, but he explained for his disciples' benefit how he lived in a previous life, some 4 billion years before in a previous time.
那么实际上的话，一个解脱的灵魂的话呢，它是呢，就是没有呢这些，就是像我们类型的这种的经验的。但是呢，为了教导众生的话呢，他们讲述了自己的一些就比如说接受灵性导师修习啊，好像类似于我们要走过的程序一样。那么 Narada Muni 的讲述的他是。
In that lifetime, he was the son of a very simple maidservant lady.
那么在那一辈子里面呢，他是一个很单纯的一个女仆的儿子。
They had a poor household.
那么他们家里面是很穷的。
And one time, as is the custom in India, during the rainy season, they were visited by four.Traveling sages called Bhakti Vedantas.
那么呢，他们呢哈，有一次的话呢，在就雨季的时候呢哈，被四位人物的哈 ，Bhakti Vedanta 呢哈所访问。
Because they were full of bhakti and because they knew the purport of Vedanta, and they were traveling the entire world, equal to all, showing mercy to everyone, they were called Bhakti Vedantas.
因为呢，这种这些人物的话呢，这些伟大的灵魂呢，他们呢通晓这个Vedanta。也呢拥有呢哈 bhakti 这种关爱的情感，所以他们呢哈周游世界呢与传播。
So Narada in that life he was just a very small boy, like 3 or 4 years old.
那么当时 Narada 在那辈子里面当时还是呢哈就是4-5岁那么大。
Maybe 5 years old.
Five.
At that time, his mother was hosting these sages, as is the custom in Vedic culture in India.When saintly persons come to the home, they are given a place to stay, some food, some services given, and those devotees very mercifully will also give some harikatha, and they will be merciful to the residents of that house. So his mother served them in that way, and Narada, as a small child, got to help with that service as well.
那么当时呢，在印度的伟达传统里面，如果有圣人在家里面的话呢，一般主人家会呢，就是端茶送水呀， 哦，服侍圣人。那么 Narada 的这个母亲呢，也做了类似的事情哈，去服侍呢四位圣人。
In Gita, Krishna says, "Tadvidhi pranipatena paripurasnena sevaya upadikshanti te jnanam jnaninas tatpadarshinaha." That just try to approach a bona fide spiritual master, render him all kinds of service. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge to us because he is seeing the truth.
那么这里呢，《薄伽梵歌》里面有个师姐讲到了哈，去靠近呢一位呢哈觉悟的灵魂，因为他们呢哈知通晓经典，所以能授予你真知。
So the days passed. His mother was serving these sages. Narada got to serve these sages, and he said, "Just one time, I got to take the remnants of their foodstuff, maha maha prasad."
那么 Narada 呢，当时呢哈服务呢这些圣人呢，那么就有一次呢哈他。吃到了这些 Mahama Prasad.
There are the three very powerful things in devotional service. The prasadam of devotees.
那么有三样在奉献生活里面呢，奉献生活里面最重要的一个是呢，奉献者的这个 Mahama Prasad.
The water that washes their feet, the Charanamrita.
还有呢，就是沐足水的奉献者的沐足水 Charanamrita.
And the dust from their lotus feet are the instructions emanating from their lotus-like mouths.
他们莲花族的尘土或者是呢他们莲花口的这个经典。
Even a little contact with any one of these three substances can bring all benefit to the practitioner.
那么对于修习者来说的话，以这三种因素有一点接触的话呢，都是呢非常有助力的。
So Narada did not spend years and years as a brahmachari in the ashram serving. It was just 4 months in the rainy season, and I think after that some time in the autumn season, maybe 4, 5, 6 months. And by taking their prasad and by hearing their harikata, because what happened? Satam prasangam amavirya samvido vanti hritkarna rasayana kata tajosana rasu pavargavartmani shadha ratir bhakti anukramishyati. In the association of devotees, we hear about the all-potentactivities, name, form, qualities, and pastimes of the Supreme Lord.
那么Narada Muni 的话呢，只是在呢这个世月这个雨季的话呢，得以服务圣人呢，并没有像一般的 Brahmachari 在庙里面服务走这个程序的，而只是呢聆听从圣人那里去聆听经典等等服务他们。
And those descriptions are very, very pleasing to the ear and to the heart.
那么呢，这些圣人描述主的品质逍遥时光形象等等，那么这些描述的话呢？聆听起来的话非常的悦耳。
So by hearing the harikata from the sages, Narada as a young boy, he quickly progressed from Shraddha, Sarusanga, Bhajanakriya, Anartanavriti, Nishta, Ruchis, Ashakti, and he eventually came, he will describe how he even came to the stage of Bhav.
那么的话 Narada Muni 的话当时呢还是五岁大，作为一个小孩子他迅速的跨越了呢奉爱的各个阶段，从 Shraddha 信心开始到就是圣人联谊Sadhu Sangha Anartanivriti 铲除呢这些呢恶习到 Nishta Ruchi 品味，还有呢 Ashakti 依恋的情感，然后到 Bhav Prema.
So the sages, they took their leave of his mother and him, and they went on their way traversing the globe preaching. At that time, shortly after that,
what?
Yes.
What told?
Before they left, important point. Before the Bhakti Vedantas left, they also initiated
Sanak Sanandan
Sanata.
Yeah,
four
Kumaras. Sadhu San, four Kumaras.
那么这四位圣人呢，是一个呢 Kumar Kumar 师兄弟。
So they gave him mantra, Diksha mantra, and gave him some instructions on how to practice bhakti.
那么在雨季结束之前的话呢，这四位圣人呢，即将离去，那么就授予呢，Narada 呢，这个呢，曼陀罗启迪。
Shortly after that, his mother died, was bitten by a snake. And in his family, it was only him, only one person. His mother was very attached to him. So when his mother left, he was feeling that there's nothing left in this world. And he left, even though he was a small boy, he also left his home and started to walk and travel and walk through cities, towns, villages, forests, everywhere, practicing what he had heard from the sages.
那么当时他家中呢只有他母亲和他两个人的，那么因此的话呢他母亲非常依恋他，但是在他接受启迪之后的话呢，他母亲被蛇咬了，所以呢就离开了躯体。尽管呢 Narada 还是个小孩子，但是呢他已经就放弃了这些东西，后来呢在林中到海洋山上就是说呢去周游了。
By practicing bhakti in this way, having taken the association of the sadhus and practicing.
In a very dense forest.
Yes.
He took bath and then sat there and he was meditating that mantra. And after some time, when his heart was
completely pure,
completely purified, then at once he took the vision of darshan of Narayan.
那么徐德库瑞补充了一点，就在这个浓密的森林里面的话呢，南尔等的话呢，就内侍他坐下来做冥想。
And at once, as a flash, he
disappeared.
And then Narad began to weep. An aerial voice came. Now, by this body, you cannot see me.
那么当时的话呢，主拿拉雅的话呢，向他显现。那么这种显现呢，只是非常短暂的一种显现。那么主拿拉雅跟他告诉他了，他说在这辈子你再也不会再见到我。
Go on, tour of world, always chanting name with Veena, Swar Brahma, everywhere and glorifying, and thus when time will come, call will come, you will keep your feet on the head of death and thus you will have transcendental form and then you can travel everywhere and preach my mission.
那么呢，主拿拉雅哈当时呢对他说了，他说你呢继续哈休息，然后终有一天的话呢，你可以将这个脚哈踏在死神的头上，而你可以用你的宾纳琴哈，就是到处呢传唱我的荣耀。那时候的话呢，你将得到一个新的身体。
After this.
Kuruve Gorichanda Radhikaya Tadani Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namonama. So, first of all, I offer my essences to Sri Gurudev, Sannyasis, Brahmacharis, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming.
首先我顶拜Sri
Gurudev, 所有的Sannyasi, Brahmachari, the mantra given by the Supreme, by the Gurudev, by the spiritual master is none different than the Supreme Lord.
那么这里面这个世界提到的话，由Guru的话呢授予的曼陀罗的话呢，与至尊主本人没有分别。
So the Supreme Lord appears in the form of mantra.
所以的话，至尊主以曼陀罗mantra这个方式呢显现。
Therefore, we only have to chant it purely without offense, with prema. Then we can see the Ishtadeva of the mantra. The syllables of the mantra reveal itself to us.
所以只要呢，我们是很干净的哈，纯粹的唱诵这个圣名哈，没有任何内心的污染的话呢，那么这个曼陀罗这个音节的话呢，向我们展示里面的Ishtadeva神像。
No need so much speculation, guesswork, imagination. Mantra will reveal itself to us directly.
那么不需要任何的推敲哈，还有呢，就是说你自己的一个哈臆想的，曼陀罗会向你揭示。
So in a solitary place by chanting that mantra for 1 second, Narad Muni had darshan of the Supreme Lord, Narayan.
所以的话呢，在一个僻静的地方的话呢，Narada的话呢，冥想他的曼陀罗，一瞬间的话呢，他能觐见到的话里面的神像，主Narayan.
Like a flash of lightning.
这就像闪电一样，就是很快的一种觐见。被称为呢Spruti法门。
A temporary manifestation in the heart.
就说内心的短暂的闪现。
Then he disappeared.
然后呢，这个意象的话呢，就消失了。Then
Narad became mad, weeping, "O Lord, come back! O Lord, come back!"
那么呢，Narad因此的话非常的伤心了哈，他说：“哦，主啊，哦神啊，回来吧，回来吧。” He
tried to chant, but his mind was reeling. I cannot see that Lord.
他开始呢唱诵这个曼陀罗，但是呢已经见不到了。Then
voice came, "Narad, you cannot see me again in this life."
那么一个声音传来了哈，哦，Narad，你这辈子再也见不到我了。Because
not completely matured in bhakti.
因为呢，bhakti 奉爱呢还没有呢修成。
Therefore, the Lord gave him a momentary vision to increase his greed and eagerness.
所以呢，主给他哈一瞬间的这个哈闪现，以增加他的这个这个渴望。
Just like when you take an unripe mango or avocado and you put it in a hot place, it becomes ripe.
那么就像一个芒果哈，一个呢没有熟的芒果放在热的地方呢，它会成熟。
Therefore, by feelings of separation, our devotion will mature.
所以的话呢，因为感受这种分离的情感，我们的分爱呢也得以呢成熟。
Sometimes the guru manifests to us, then he disappears. Why? To increase our greed.
所以有时候呢，guru 的话呢会显现，有时候呢会消失，以呢增加我们内心这种渴望。
So Narada spent the rest of his life in separation, chanting the glories of the Lord.
所以呢 ，Narada 哈以呢分离的情感呢度过他的余生。
So in due course of time, his bhakti became mature, and like a flash of lightning and illumination occurs simultaneously.Narada Muni gave up the material body and immediately assumed a divine transcendental form.
那么呢，时机已到哈，那么就像闪电哈，击过哈，这个呢照亮一片。那么 Narada 呢，自然的接受了死亡，获得了一个全新的身体。
Many people tell us, oh, when you become perfect, you become a zero.
很多人说哈，你完美的时候你是零啊，虚无的。
After liberation, you become one with God. But no.
他说你啊，就是说呢，解脱之后呢，你与神是合一的，实际上不是。
Api Lilanam Vigraham Bhagavan Bhajanti. Sri Sankaracharya has written, after liberation, the soul achieves a transcendental form and he serves Bhagavan.
那么实际上桑卡桑查亚的话呢讲到在完美之后的话呢一个灵魂获得一个形体服务呢至尊主。
So we also have a seed of perfection within us, that is our eternal form, our Swarup.
那么我们也有一个呢永恒完美的这个种子那就是呢我们的 Swarup.
And Guru, by the grace of the Guru, that Swarup is revealed to the disciple.
那么藉着 Guru 的恩典的话呢，这个 Swarup 那个灵性形象呢，向门徒揭示。
So Narada Muni achieved the mercy of his Gurus, and he achieved his Swarup Siddha.
Swarup Siddhi. 那么 Narada 藉着他的灵性导师的恩典的话呢，他得到了他的 Swarup Siddhi.
And that is the form that we see now of Narada, with his Vina.Always chanting Shriman Narayan Narayan Narayan.
那么就是呢哈，手拿着 Vina 琴的这个哈，唱诵Shri Narayan Narayan 的这个哈。
And he's famous in the three worlds as the best of the Vaishnavas.
他在被三个世界呢被称为呢最佳的 Vaishnava.
It said Vyasadev, he saw two things he saw in his meditation.
Vyasadev 呢在他的冥想之中。
Sorry, okay. Then Narad heard. Then Vyasadev heard all this story of Narad. He had so much faith in his guru.
那么呢 ，Vyasadeva 呢，听了 Narada 哈前世的这个描述哈，他非常有信心对自己的故事。
Therefore, Bhakti Yoga Namanasi Samyat Pranakayamali Apasyat Purusam Purnam Maya Chatharda Pasayam Yayosam Hovato Jivam Atmanam Trigunatvakam Parupay Maniti Anantam Chakritam Chavipadyate. Vyasadeva saw two things. What did he see?
Vyasadeva 看到两样东西。
First, Narada Muni blessed him, and Bhakti Yoga appeared within his heart.
首先是 Narada Muni 呢祝福他，然后呢 Bhakti 在他心中呢显现。
Without becoming tadatmi with Bhakti, you cannot see the Lord or His pastimes.
如果呢哈，你对呢你 tadatmi
one with Bhakti.
那么如果你不能够哈与奉爱合一的话呢，你不能见到哈至尊主。
Therefore, he immersed his mind in Bhakti Samadhi.
因此的话呢，他沉醉自己的心思哦，进入了这个 Bhakti Samadhi 哈这种三摩地的地状态。
Samadhi does not mean to see the white light or to see Sai Baba or anything.
Samadhi 呢并不是说呢见到一片白光等等这些。
Samadhi, you have the same intelligence as your Gurudev and the Guru Parampara. The same vision comes to you.
那么 Samadhi 的意思是说呢你与你的灵性导师Guru和整个呢使徒传系呢具有同样的心思。
Therefore, Gurudev is, this is proof without the mercy of Guru, no one can have devotion.
因此的话呢这也是一个证据没有 Guru 的恩典的话呢没有任何人可以拥有呢这个奉爱。
Bhakti Yoga, Namanasi, Samit, Pranagi,Bhakti Yoga Namanasi
Pranayate Amale.
His mind was completely purified.
那么这时候他心意呢得到完全的纯化。
Apasya Purusam Purnam. He saw the Supreme Person.
他见到了至尊者。
And Maya Chatada Pasrayam. And behind him in a shamed position, he saw the illusory potency Maya Devi.
那么在至尊者的旁边那么呢 Maya Devi 就是说呢物质能量的女神的话呢就是非常羞愧的站在一边。
Maya can never come before the Lord. She always stays behind.
Maya 不能够走在主的面前的，他总是在后面站着。
Hisha Purusham Purna Radha and Krishna and his birth,
all his Lila Parikars,
all Lila Parikars, all Sikh pastimes from birth to
Dharaka pastime,
everything. He saw that Mother Yashoda was bending Supreme Lord Krishna. He saw in trance that Krishna is taking the shoes of Nanda his father Baba, Nanda Baba
on his head.
On his head. He took Govardhan on his head, on his finger. One finger. And he saw Rash Leela with gopis. And Krishna telling that I cannot repay you gopis. You have left your father, mother, wealth, your shame and everything for me. I cannot do like this. So, by your generosity, you can
make me free from death.
Free from that. But yet I will be always ready for you. And after that he saw Bhramar Geet, Gopi Geet and other things. And after Dwarka Leela, Mahabharata battle and Krishna departing from this world, whole thing he saw. And then he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam. And then he no. Go on.
Translation.
Oh yes. I forget.
那么Srila Prabhupada就纠正了，补充了一点呢，就是说呢，实际上 Vyasadeva 的话呢，在冥想之中，实际上不仅是见到了，实际上是 Radha Krishna， 他的所有逍遥时光，包括 Yashoda Mama 捆绑 Krishna， 还有 Krishna 的头顶是 Nanda Maharaj 的这个鞋，以及用左手的墨子举起勾瓦当山Rasa Leela与牧女姑娘一起共舞等等这些逍遥时光。那么Srila Gurudev提到了一个细节，就是 Krishna 对牧牛姑娘勾品们说了，我不能够偿还你们，因为你们的话呢，为了我而放弃你们的父母，你们的责任，你们的羞耻，你们的贞洁等等，尽管你们只有你们的慷慨，你们可以免我这份情债，但是我永远是亏欠你们的。所以呢，在此之后呢，他呢写下了 Brahma Geet Gopi Geet 等等之后，才呢讲到了在库鲁之野这些战争呢，以及最后 Krishna 的引进。
Therefore, Vyasa saw these pastimes thousands and thousands of years before Krishna manifested.
所以呢 ，Vyasadeva 的话呢，在 Krishna 显现的几千年前就见证到了这些未来发生的逍遥时光。
Because the pastimes of Krishna are eternal.
因为实际上的话呢 ，Krishna 逍遥时光也是永恒的。
They are not imaginary or speculation or mythology.
那么这种的逍遥时光不是推敲的，不是想象的，也不是神话。
But they can only be seen when one is beyond material nature. That is the fact.
但是呢，只有一个人超越物质的这个存在的话呢，他才能够被看见，这是真正的。
Yajo samavito jivatmanam trigunatmakam. He saw the spirit soul is actually free from material nature.
他看到了灵魂的话呢，实际上是免除于三种，就是免于那三种的这个物质形态的。
But because of illusion, he sees himself as part of this world.
但是因为
I am this body.
幻觉的话呢，他认为自己是这个物质的一部分，那么就是我是这个身体。
But by accepting this, he can become free from Maya and again engage in the service of Krishna.
通过接受这些教导的话呢，他能够再次免除于 Maya 的影响能够接受对至尊主的服务。
So everything he saw in his samadhi, he compiled. That is called the Srimad Bhagavatam.
So, 呢，圣 Vyasadeva 的话呢，在samadhi 在神定的状态下所看到的，那么他呢写下来就是圣典佛教堂 Srimad Bhagavatam.
Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam is four things.
因此呢，圣典佛教堂包括四种东西。
Ato yam Brahma Sutra nam Bharatato vininaya Gayatri Basya Ruposo Veda Ata Paribrimata. It is the explanation of the Vedanta.
那么首先是对维丹塔这个阐述。
It is the real essence of the Mahabharata.
也是呢 Mahabharata 这本书的精华所在。
It is the explanation of the Gayatri Mantra.
也是对 Gayatri Mantra 的阐述。
And is the real meaning of the Veda.
也是韦达经的真实要义。
If one has not read or studied Srimad Bhagavatam, doesn't know anything. He cannot be called a pandit, Sujiva Goswami says.
所以呢, 圣基巴 Goswami 讲到的话, 一个人如果没有读过, 没有呢,通篇,读过呢,圣典不教堂, 他不应该称为呢,一个pandit,
学习。 Sarva Vedanta Saramhi Sri Bhagavatam Isiti. It is the essence of all the Vedas.
它被称为呢,
it is the ripened fruit on the tree of the Vedas.
被称为呢,伟达经这颗,知识之树的果子,成熟的果子。
And we are very, very fortunate. We can get a chance to hear that Srimad Bhagavatam from the representative of Vyasadeva himself.
所以的话呢,我们非常幸运从Vyasadeva的代表那里口中聆听这部圣典薄伽瓦堂的讯息。
More. He taught it to...
Oh, yes, so... Vyasadev
wrote this.
He realized everything, but he was thinking, who will I give this Srimad Bhagavatam to?
Because...
Because it's the highest thing, it cannot be given to ordinary persons, they will misuse it.
那么这是最高的东西不能够给普罗大众的,因为他们会误用这些东西。
There, Vyasadeva had one son. His name was Sri Sukadeva Goswami.
那么他有一个儿子呢,叫Sri Sukadeva Goswami.
This morning Gurudev was saying, Sukadeva Goswami is actually an eternal associate of Radha Krishna in the mood of the gopis.
He
used to sit on the hand of Srimati Radhika herself.
She
is the embodiment of Krishna Prema.
So
she would teach the parrot to sing Krishna, 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 Govinda Hai, Damodar Hai. And she would feed him with her own hands. So he learned Krishna Kirtan directly from the lotus mouth of Srimati Radhika. And when Radha Krishna disappeared from this world, they ordered Sukadeva Goswami, you should stay in this world and preach this Srimad Bhagavatam, preach our pastimes. Like Lord Ram ordered Hanuman to preach the Ramayana. So in this world, there is only one shortage, that is shortage of Harikatha. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami was very sad because there is no Harikatha. Therefore, he knows Lord Shiva is always speaking Bhagavatam. So Sukadeva Goswami flew there to where Shiva was speaking Bhagavatam to Parvati, but she was sleeping.
那么当时的话呢,苏格德古刷米,他是一只鸟的形象了,那么呢,飞到那里呢,去聆听啊,当时呢,西瓦神对他的妻子,帕瓦提呢,讲述这本经典。Because
Bhagavad has so much philosophy also, creation.
因为呢,薄伽瓦堂里面充满很多哲学,包括创造等等。So
she was sleeping.
因此呢,帕瓦提就真的睡着了。And
Sukadeva Goswami, Lord Shiva, his eyes were closed. Oh, Devi, you're hearing? And the bird in the tree was saying in the voice of Parvati, yes, very nice, keep going.
当时呢,因为呢,西瓦神呢,是闭着眼睛讲过这本经典的,所以呢,他就问他的妻子,哦,David,你有没有听见,他说,那个鸟呢,就在树上说了,他说,很好,讲得很好,再继续。Like
some people sleeping also.
好像,静心的时候也有人睡觉。So
Sukadeva Goswami heard the whole Bhagavatam happily.
因此呢,Sukadeva Goswami 在树梢上的话呢,非常高兴的聆听了整部的薄伽瓦堂。
Then Shiva saw, she is sleeping, who is saying yes, no, very good? Then he saw the bird, Sukadeva, he became very angry. I will kill him.
Because
this Bhagavatam is so pure, it should not be go to the law, it should not fall in the hands of unqualified persons.
他说呢,这本薄伽瓦堂非常之高超的,那么它不应该落到那些低等的人手中。
Nowadays you see so many people in India, Bhagavad Saptaha, they don't know anything but speaking on Bhagavatam and destroying Bhagavatam.
那么在印度我们也看到很多没有资格的人在传播薄伽瓦堂,实际上是把薄伽瓦堂毁掉。
So Lord Shiva chased Sukadeva Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami flew to the ashram of Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva was speaking Bhagavatam, his wife was hearing, and Sukadeva Goswami flew in the mouth of the wife of Vyasadeva.
那么当时的话呢，这个西瓦神呢就追着这个舒克帝国双冕，他就一直飞飞到呢，Vyasa的这个呢修院里面阿舍里面，当时呢他也在跟他妻子讲授，那么佛教瓦谈，那么他就呢因为他妻子张开嘴巴了，他就飞到他肚子里面去了。Then
she was very angry. Hey, where's that bird?
那么西瓦神呢很生气的，他说这只鸟跑哪去了？
Then Vyas was amazed. Lord Shiva destroys the whole universe. Now he wants to destroy one bird.
那么呢，那么呢，Vyasadeva就说了，西瓦神可以毁灭整个宇宙，现在呢，他却想着找这只小鸟。
What is his offense? What has he done? Oh, he heard the Bhagavatam illegally.
他说呢，他做了什么东西啊？他说呢，他听了整本佛教华堂。
Then Vyasadeva asked him, what's the result of hearing Bhagavatam? Oh, you become immortal. Then how you can kill him?
那么Vyasa就问了，那么他说呢，聆听佛教华堂有什么功德成果？他说呢，会变得永恒了。
Then he stayed 11 years in the womb of the wife of Vyasadeva. 12 years.
那么，舒克帝国沙弥呢，在Vyasa的妻子的肚中呢，留了12年。
And he is hearing so much Harikatha.
他听了很多经典Harikatha.
But after 12 years, Vyasadeva said, Haribol, time is finished. Please come out. Please come out.
12年之后呢，Vyasadeva就恳求他了，他说时间已经到了，请出来吧，请你出来。
Then in the womb, Sukadeva Goswami said, I cannot, I am afraid of Maya, I cannot come to this world.
那么在娘胎之中的话呢，Sukadeva Goswami就说了，他说我不能出去，我不想接受这个假象力量Maya的影响。
Then Vyasadeva said, I promise you, Maya will not catch you. Sukadeva Goswami said, I don't believe you, I only believe Krishna himself.
那么呢，Vyasadeva就说了，我承诺，我向你保证。 Maya呢不会触碰你的，但是呢，Sukadeva Goswami说，我不信你，我只信Krishna。
So Krishna came there. Oh, come out! He took away his Maya. In that second, Sukadeva Goswami appeared in this world, 16-year-old youth.
那么呢，当时Krishna呢就显现在那地方，他说你出来吧，然后呢把 Maya 离开，他在那时候呢显现，然后呢一出来呢是16岁，一个少年。
Digamba, completely naked.
完全裸露的，一个年轻这个少年。
And immediately he began walking away.
然后呢，立即他就离家出走。His
father was chasing, Putreti, Putreti, my son, come back, my son, come back.
他的父亲呢，Vyasa呢，追着他背后说了，我的儿啊，我的儿，回来吧，回来吧。
Why? Vyasa is not an ordinary person like us, crying for a child. No. I want to give you this Srimad Bhagavatam. This is a qualified disciple.
实际上，Vyasadeva并不像一个普通的父亲一样，是因为依恋自己的儿子，而是想把这部佛教瓦堂传授给他。
But Sukadeva Goswami did not hear his words.
但是呢，舒克帝国双明没有听他的话。
Only he went directly away.
他直接
No attachment to anything.
走掉了，一点衣服都没有走了。
There were some young ladies taking bath in the pond. They had no clothes on. When they saw Sukadeva Goswami's 16-year-old blackish complexion like Krishna, very beautiful. But they saw, oh, he is not interested in man or woman. There is no difference for him. Therefore, they also felt no shyness.
那么当时有一群年轻的少女呢，在那个池塘里面就是沐浴啊。当时舒克帝国双明裸身走过来，她的肤色呢是黑色的，也是类似 Krishna， 非常英俊的一个少年。但是因为他们没有男女这种观念的，所以他没有男女这种概念，所以这些少女见到他呢也没有羞耻之感。If
we see difference between man and woman, we cannot realize the pastimes of Krishna. That is.
实际上，我们能如果能看出。 有男女之心的话呢，那就不会能够觉悟到Krishna的这些秘密。
And Vyasadeva came running behind, the ladies covered themselves. Vyasadeva was amazed. I am like your grandfather's grandfather. I am so old, and he is 16-year-old, no clothes. You do not feel shy. Why? They said, Maharaj, don't mind. But your son never sees this world, but you see it. Otherwise, how you know we are ladies? Therefore, you see this world. But your son does not see this.
那么当时Vyasadeva追过去了，但是那些少女就把马上把衣服盖上。那当时Vyasadeva就说了，我已经老的足，足以做你们的主妇了，你们却要盖上衣服。而我的儿子16岁大，那么年轻，那么有吸引力，你们却没有羞耻感。那是为什么？Finally,
Vyasadeva spoke the Srimad Bhagavatam to Sukadeva Goswami.
那是因为你的眼睛看到这个世界。 有男女之心的，所以他们要盖住。最后的话呢，Vyasadeva向他传授这部佛教瓦堂。
And the great sage Sukadeva Goswami spoke that same Bhagavatam to Parikshit Maharaj in the assembly of Namisaranya.
在Namisaranya这个森林里面的话呢， Sukadeva Goswami, how
Shana? Hey, what is it, my assembly?
Oh, there at Suktal in Uttar Pradesh, north of Delhi.
Oh, in Uttar Pradesh, how this one, the Bay Bang, just in this location, the one.
In 7 days,
in
7 days, Sukadeva Pradikshit Maharaj achieved complete perfection just by hearing Bhagavatam.
So, 7 days. 7天7夜的时间的话呢, Parishita君好, 聆听了这部佛教瓦堂, 并且达到他的完美。
If he could achieve the body of a gopi in 7 days, imagine what we can achieve in 6 days.
We can.
Whoever's here 6 days.
他说他七天就能得到木里不丹形体，我们在这里的也有一天了。
But we are not hearing like Pradikshit Maharaj is hearing.
但是实际上我们的聆听呢，够不上那个Parishita君那种水准。
We are hearing, but mind is thinking what I'm going to have for prasad, what I'm going to do tomorrow.
我们听着就想着待会儿prasad吃什么，然后今天该干什么。
But Pradikshit Maharaj hearing with complete absorption the words of Sri Sukadeva Goswami. Therefore, in 7 days, he achieved perfection.
但是呢，Parishita君以完全的专注呢去聆听啊，这个Sukadeva Goswami的讲经，所以呢，七天之后呢，他就得到了完美。
Therefore, Srila Gauranga Maharaj said, in Kali Yuga, there is one sadhana. What is that? Hearing Harikatha from Mahabhagavat, that is the sign, that is the proof.
I'm very happy that Sriman Padmanabh Maharaj, Sriman Vaishnava Maharaj, and after him,
Radhakanta
Prabhu, they delivered a beautiful and powerful classes. If you have heard, you can realize. I am very happy that how beautiful and marvelous they have spoken. Today our class is finished. Gaur Premanande.